Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we told you yesterday, Chris is in love with a voice. And that voice is...
Have you swiped your Nectar card?
The lady on the self-service checkout.
Quantity needed.
You know the one.
Cancel items.
So many people have been on who work in that supermarket saying that they had a shift last night or earlier today and now cannot take her seriously at all.
Type the item's description.
And the thing is, there's not only one of her. There's like six or seven going off at any one time.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Now...
Remove this item before continuing.
All right, love. We were talking about how, you know, is it possible to fall in love just with a voice? And how a lot of people don't know what Becky, who is on the show, or Chris actually look like, because they've never seen them, because they're on the radio. And we asked you to do some e-fits using this website, which we linked to from my Facebook page. And we have got quite a few, and they're up there now, right?
Yes, I did the gallery.
What are your views on what people think you look like?
Less Tash would have been nice.
No, those Chris's ones.
No. No, there's
oh, right, so
quite
you've
a few
got
of me with
on.
A moustache as well. I'm not sure if because on the eFit thing they make you put a moustache on. That's what I've been telling myself.
No, you can have optional moustache.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
So if you want to see what people think Becky and Chris look like, that's on the Scott Mills Facebook right now. Just search Scott Mills.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Steve from Nottingham.
Steve off Nottingham. What's occurring?
I'm just wondering if it's possible to put my holiday request form in.
Right, you want to stop listening, do you?
Well, for a bit. As I said, not permanently.
You're going on holiday?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and when would you like to put your holiday request form in for?
For the 8th of August, if possible. I'm sorry, 3 weeks' notice is quite enough, I think.
Okay, where are you going, please?
To Mexico.
Oh, very nice.
Hmm.
The trouble is, this is a very busy time of year... with everyone going away and such, to, you know, try and get cover for listeners that aren't going to be there for a couple of weeks.
Right, but it might be a little bit easier, because I only listen between 4 and 5, so it's like an hour and a half.
All right, well, do you know anyone that can cover for you for those 2 weeks? It'd be really handy if you do.
That also means he gets less leave if he's only doing it part-time.
Yeah, that's true. Anyone that you know that doesn't listen, that could just listen for the next couple of weeks while you're off? Because if our listening figures go down over the summer too far, we will get fired. That's just the way this business rolls.
All right. I don't know anybody.
Well, we can't just keep finding people. That's your job.
I could get, like, my boss from, like, France to listen or something.
No, that's no good.
That
right, let's open this up to other listeners. If anyone knows, when are the dates again?
The 8th of August for 2 weeks.
8th of August for 2 weeks. If you know anyone that can cover for Steve off of Nottingham for that time, just to listen to this show so our figures don't go down, then please let me know on 81199. Thanks very much. We could have like a whole team of casual listeners, couldn't we?
Supply listeners.
Supply listeners who are just there in times when the other regular listeners aren't. All right, we'll let you know, and we'll be back to you with your request form and whether it's a yes or no soon, all right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dynamo is here. Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, so many of our listeners have been on, very excited that you are gracing us with your presence today, Dynamo. Liz is from West Sussex, and her husband just... rewinds your tricks all the time. So he's like, he'll watch it and go, again, again. Watch it. Again, again. Dynamo is amazing, and I love him because he makes me shout at the TV. And, like, there's a on your show, there's a thing where you are in a jeweller's, right?
Yeah.
And you literally say to somebody, pick a ring out of, you know, whichever one you want out of there, and then your hand goes through the glass, picks up the ring... and then your hand comes out of the glass again, but then there's no marks.
Yeah, that's what happened. But obviously, I only use my powers for good.
Right.
You know, I don't really steal things.
No, of course. No, I'm not suggesting you're a thief, Dynamo. I'm just saying, well, obviously, you're not going to tell me how you do that, but that's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
And people are just blown away by what you do. You've been doing this for a while, though, right?
I've been doing it since I was 11 years old.
Right.
And
how did that start?
My grandpa got me into it. I was getting a bit of bother from some guys at school, and he showed me some techniques to take away their strength.
Right.
which I've used, you know, up until this day. You know, I did it with David Hay recently in one of the shows. I didn't take his strength away for the fight. That wasn't all to do with me. But, yeah, and at the time, I'd do these things in the playground to get myself out of trouble.
So what would you do?
I'd basically stare at them and literally take away all their strength. So, you know, they used to pick me up, put me in a wheelie bin, throw me down a hill at the school.
Right.
But I could take away their strength so they couldn't pick me up. So that way I didn't have to get put in the bin and get thrown down the hill.
So it's like you've got superpowers.
I guess you could say that.
You're like... Yeah, you're like Superman or something.
Yeah, I prefer Dynamo.
But... Oh, yeah, obviously, Dynamo Man. But you took away your strength, their strength in what way? Were they powerless?
Pretty much.
So they couldn't pick you up and they couldn't put you in the wheelie bin anymore?
No, and they actually became a little bit scared of me.
That's brilliant. That's so good.
Just by looking at them.
Yeah.
So you just stared them out?
Pretty much.
Love this. And how did that progress from, obviously, from the playground and then in your life as you left school? What happened then?
So after doing that, you know, kind of word spread around the playground and around the area that
you were the man.
Pretty much, they were kind of scared of me, you know, and there was these little stories going around. So me and my grandpa kind of developed it into a show, and then people wanted to come and see me perform, and I kind of created what is now, you know, the style of magic that I do.
Yeah.
And then I approached the Prince's Trust, which I've just been recently made an ambassador, which is quite an honour. I think you're an ambassador as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And originally, I had to walk in a room, perform magic to a group of people, almost like Dragon's Den style, close with X Factor.
Yeah.
Basically be judged, and then hopefully they give me a business startup loan. Thankfully, I was successful. Prince Charles gave me some money. I bought a camcorder and a laptop, started filming my adventures.
Yeah.
And as I said, the rest is history.
Well, yeah, because it went mad on YouTube.
Gone crazy on YouTube.
And now you've got loads of Twitter followers.
Quite a few, yeah. If you want to follow me, at Dynamo Magician.
There we are. And a TV show now.
Yeah, Magician Impossible. It's quite nuts. I've actually, the cameras are in here today.
Yeah.
You know, and this will probably be on the show.
Yeah. How do you feel about the cameras following you around? It must be, obviously you filmed yourself before for YouTube. This might be quite a different experience.
The cameras are a lot bigger than the little tiny camera that I bought.
Do you feel like Peter Andre a bit?
I think we've got quite a lot of similarities, you know, he's good looking and...
Okay. Now, before we get onto this, I need you to let you know that obviously the box was delivered on Monday, this kind of safety deposit box, which I will show the camera now. So if you're watching on your computer, this is the safety deposit box that Dynamo handed to me on Monday at Radio 1. And we were told not to tamper with it, not to open it, and obviously, you know, not to see what's inside. So this is the box. It's a standard kind of cash box, safety deposit box. And that was all we were told, wasn't it?
Mm. And not to lose it.
Oh, not to lose it. Which
that was the main thing.
To be honest, like I said earlier, it's a good job you came in today because I wouldn't have made it till Friday. I would have lost it.
I'm quite proud of you. You've still got it there. It's still sealed.
Thanks very much. Yeah. And it is sealed, as you can see. And I promise you, we haven't tampered with it.
Yeah. And inside, it's just a gift for you. Yeah?
A gift.
So it's not important just yet.
Right.
So we're going to come back to it.
All right.
What I asked you to do, though, today was, as well as the box, I asked you to bring in a selection of today's newspapers.
Yes.
Which I can see is a big stack there.
Yeah, there is.
So can you just put the box down to the side, but obviously don't let it out of your sight, and just pick one of the newspapers.
Anyone?
Yep, just grab one.
All right.
So which one have you got?
I've got the Metro.
The Metro. So that's one of today's paper, right? All the papers are from today.
Let's check. That is Wednesday, July 20th, 2011, yes.
Awesome.
All right.
So, a lot of times in the newspapers, there's a lot of bad stories, you know?
Right.
I want you to have a look through and find a positive story, yeah?
Okay.
Something that's good that you can read out on the radio. Now, it might take you a few minutes. And in fact, if you're listening at home and you've got a copy of the Metro at hand, if you want to go through and find, you know, a good story as well, and, you know, get involved, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
So maybe you might want to play a song.
Sorry,
whilst...
if I play a song here...
Yeah, if you play a song and while you search and find a story and then have a read of it and familiarise yourself with it.
To be honest, at the moment, I might have to go a few pages before I find the good news.
There's normally a pet or something on the second page.
Okay, well, I'll have a look through. We'll play Benny Benassi and make sure you keep watching us on the website, on the live cam, bbc.co.uk/radio1. I have absolutely no idea what this has got to do with the box or anything, but I'm sure it'll all become clear, won't it, Dynamo?
It will.
All right, then. Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, so you run me through what you want me to do again.
So before the song, I asked you to pick a newspaper out of a big pile of today's newspapers you've got in the studio, and then I asked you to find a good news story from that paper. You pick the Metro, and you've got a story ready, you've got a page.
I have.
Awesome. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to read the story out loud. Yeah, okay. Or just, you know, might not read all of it.
The kind of
points.
Gist of it.
Yeah, the gist of the story in the page.
Okay.
And give people an impression of what the page is that you chose.
Yeah.
Right? And also, if at home, when you read the story out, if this has any... If anything weird happens, which sometimes happens when I do things like this, if, you know, if you have a weird coincidence, you know, I do want you to call in and let us know, you know, what happened.
Yeah, you can text 81199.
Yeah, perfect. Text 81199. And so, Scott, you picked a story. Yep. Do you want to read it out?
Okay. It's about a record-breaking mountaineer called Kenton Cool, and it's just a story about why Britain should show off to the world. He became the first and only Briton to scale Everest 3 times. He's now the only European to conquer the world's highest peak 8 times, and it's just a nice story about him and the Olympics, really. It's just quite a nice kind of feel-good story, just not brilliant, but...
And what's the headline of the story?
The headline is, we've a lot to be proud of.
So I think we have a lot to be proud of, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy that we've got
the
2012 Olympics.
Yeah, so that's the kind of story you wanted.
Story. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Now, would you agree, or wouldn't you agree, that it would be impossible for somebody to know before today that you would read that story out on air?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because... I've actually got to head back up to Bradford very soon,
right.
So I won't be able to stick on for the whole interview. But I did say I want to leave you a gift before I go, which is right here. I'm going to leave that with you.
Right.
And, it's been awesome coming on the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dynamo.
I hope you enjoy the gift.
And he's off.
Wow. Open it.
All right.
So. Do we have to wait for him to leave? I'm just going to open it. Open it now.
Are we allowed to open it now?
Okay. Yeah, do it.
Hang on, this is going to take a while. It's quite a lot of tape to get off. Hang on. Hopefully you can see the box on the webcams. I need to get the tape off where I open it. Hang on. Okay. So now we find out what's in the box.
Do you want some scissors now you've got most of the tape off?
Yeah, I've got most of it off now, I think.
Oh, right. I was going to say, there's some scissors on the side. Maybe I should have given them to you before.
Yeah, thanks. Bear with me, everybody. This is Radio 1. Okay, let's open the box. I'm scared of opening it. Hang on. Is this the right key? Help!
I've got a spare key if you want it.
Hang on, I don't think I'm doing this right. Yay, I'm in! Okay. Envelope inside. What's this? Okay. So it is a drawing of exactly the same page of the Metro that I just...
Let's have a look.
...picked out. Let me show this to the camera now.
God, he's drawn the man and everything.
He's actually drawn the man.
He's got a red top on in the picture and he's drawn it in a red.
Yeah. And the headline is we've a lot to be proud of. London 2012.
And the bottom picture is the same as well.
Torch relay. How did that happen? How did that happen? And even, like, there's kind of like little stories underneath about, it says an inspiring pair. And then he's put inspire. And various words that are on the original paper. Right, so let me show those to the cameras. If you're watching this,
so he knew you were going to pick the metro because the metro's written on there.
It's just a pile of papers there. How can you do that? That's really freaking me out. There we are. So there's the original. If you're watching on the webcam, we'll put this on Facebook as well, so you can see it if you can't get to the computer right now. But that is freaky. What do you think?
I'm just pulling that face like off of a fish. You know, with your mouth wide open.
I don't actually know what to say. I can't get my head around that at all. He's actually just drawn the same page that I picked randomly from today's Metro. But we've had that box all... We've had that box...
Well, the paper was only printed today.
Well, we've had the box since Monday. OK, good. Let's play a song and let me just try and get my head around this. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Becky, are you the mastermind behind this operation with Dynamo? Because Che thinks that you set him up.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I've done his whole career so far.
That is so weird.
No, of course I'm not.
But I don't feel... You know, like, when you see someone do magic, you go, oh, wow, that's amazing. I don't feel that right now. I just feel really annoyed.
Like, is it because you don't know how he did it?
Yes, and we've just been talking about it for the last 6 minutes during those songs, going, well, did you see him sample with a box? No, and like, we didn't... I can't work out how he did it.
No. I'm just a bit disappointed as well that there was no food in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It could have been the headline and a chocolate bar.
Not much of a present, was it?
Yeah.
But I'm not like, yeah, that was brilliant. I'm like, how did you do that? There's a couple of texts coming in. Jodie says, to the person that texted in saying it was a different box, he still didn't know which newspaper or the story you were going to pick. That's very true. Someone says, he had the Metro print that story to stand out. I doubt that very much, to be honest.
A full-paid ad in a paper is a lot of money.
It's going to cost you quite a lot. Yeah. Just for a little trick on Radio 1. But anyway, I don't know how he did it, and I'm impressed.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
OK, I'm a little bit stressed, because not this weekend, the weekend after, I have got to do my first speech at a wedding ever, apart from my mum's, when she got married again. That was about, 6 years ago. That didn't go well. And I was awful. And everyone expects, because you do this job on the radio, everyone's like, oh, you'd be brilliant at public speaking. No, it's a completely different thing. And I actually say fair play to anybody that has to speak in front of people on a regular basis. I couldn't work in sales or anything. I couldn't be stood there with the whiteboard and the marker or anything. I couldn't do it. It's too scary. I'm sure I could learn to do it better. But just because I'm on radio, like, I can't see you.
What went wrong at your mum's?
Oh, well, I'd had some wine. And and also, I wrote this thing and it just wasn't funny. And now, my friend Laura used to work on this show. We found her a boyfriend on a thing called One Night with Laura, where we went around the country auditioning people to be her bloke. She's now getting married to the bloke that came fourth in the contest. And it's in a fortnight's time.
It's going to be wicked.
Why am I doing a speech?
Did your mum marry Chappers? I forget.
No.
No?
No, no.
All right. Tim wanted to know on text.
Why am I doing a speech? I'm not like... this is for Laura I'm doing a speech for. Am I like her maid of honour?
Yeah. You're really good friends, aren't you? She probably just wants you to say a few words.
Really good friends.
Can't you use the same one you used at your mum's?
God, no.
Why?
That was awful. I had to actually leave directly after the speech.
Just change mum for Laura.
No, but surely there must be some websites where you can find, like, these speeches on and you can just cut and paste and put the name in.
I was thinking about this earlier, actually. Do you want me to go with what I've come up with so far?
What, you've written my speech?
Well, I've written a bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want some music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the mood?
Yeah. Obviously, this music won't be playing when I do my speech, I don't think. Do you want some echo?
Yeah.
Obviously, there won't be echo when I... Yeah.
And obviously, you won't be as West Country as me, so try not to let that detract from what I'm about to... If you can go with it. You don't have to use it. I'm just thinking, you know... Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready?
Go.
Oh, thinking about all our younger years, there was only you and me. We were young and wild and free. Now, nothing can take you away from me. We've been down that road before. But that's over now. You keep coming back for more. Baby, you're all that I want.
Is this DJ Sammy?
When you're lying here in my arm, you might have to change that bit, otherwise James might get a bit funny.
He will.
Yeah. I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven. Yeah, carry on like that.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, I could keep going if you want.
Next bit.
Oh, once in your life you find someone who will turn your world around, pick you up when you're feeling down. Now nothing could change what you mean to me.
You didn't write this.
There's a lot that I could say, but just hold me now, because our love will light the way. Baby, you're all
I want. I get the idea.
And you're lying here in my arms.
Shh. Zip it.
No?
No, I don't like it, no.
What's wrong with it? I thought it was quite good because you did know each other when you were younger. You've probably laid in each other's arms a few times.
Actually, we have, that's true, but...
Yeah. You were young and wild and free, and now you're a little bit older.
That's right, yeah. Someone says, how ironic, I am sat here listening to the show, writing my groom's speech. Any tips? Absolutely not. Don't ask me. You should ask Chris. That's his thing. Motivational speaking. From Luke, off of Loughborough.
Yes!
I don't think it needs to be motivational.
He'd just be there going, you could do it, put your back into it. It's not quite appropriate at a wedding though, is it?
Someone says, I'm best...
I'm not sure about that one.
I'm best man on Friday. Speech should be funny, but the girlfriend and my mum have made me cut loads of well-good jokes. But I've got some unused classics if you want them. So these are your old jokes that you don't want that you think I should do at this wedding.
Probably about them as well.
Yeah, I'll have your sloppy second. Yeah. Send them in. Podcast. After Chris, my mate, said he thought that this lady had a well sexy voice.
Have you swiped your Nectar card? Insert cash or touch pay with card.
We wanted to know who does it for the people of Stupid Street. What voice just gets them going? Now, obviously, we need to send someone quite smooth out. Not smooth talking Dan today on Stupid Street, but Pounder, asking the questions that matter. Now, we sent Pounder because he also has one of the sexiest voices you will ever hear. If you've never heard Gary Pounder before on Radio 1...
He's on Zane's show quite a lot, isn't he, doing the weird dancing?
He is, but if you've never heard him, ladies, sit down, because this might do something a little bit weird to you. Sat down? Here we go.
Who has the most sexiest voice in the world?
Oh, you see? Whoa. Anyway, Gary asked five people who has the sexiest voice in the world. I'm rubbing my thighs now. Oh. You're right, Chris.
Less of
the
those.
News.
Yeah.
Less of those.
All right, till I saw you do that.
Sorry about that. Who has the sexiest voice in the world? According to Stupid Street, I need the most popular answer what they said. What do you think, Chris Smith?
Oh, Katy Perry.
Oh, good.
Katy Perry. And...
Stop it.
Hugh Edwards.
What, on the news?
Yeah.
What the...
I'm just thinking of people that they quite often say on Stupid Street.
Or are you saying you like a newsreader, Becky?
What?
And now you've gone pervy as well. Okay, good. Right, so let's find out. According to Stupid Street, who has the sexiest voice in the world? And for this, if you get the most popular answer, what they said, you can have 20 Scott Mills points.
Who has the most sexiest voice? Fiona Bruce.
News.
What is it about Fiona's voice that does it for you?
I don't know exactly, but whenever I hear her voice talking news, I just get sends shivers up my spine.
Yeah,
I can't watch news anymore.
They love the news readers.
So close.
Who has the most sexiest voice in the world?
Beyonce.
What about Beyonce's voice?
Because it's low and it's husky and she goes, hey y'all. I live for Beyonce.
Beyonce, maybe.
You're both saying Beyonce. What turns you on about her voice?
Well, her lips.
Her lips?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Who has the most sexiest voice?
Oh, it's got to be Bradley Cooper.
What about Bradley's voice that does it for you?
He's just so cool. You know, everyone wants to be like Bradley Cooper.
Who has the most sexiest voice in the world for you?
Bill Nye.
What about Bill's voice that does it for you?
Well, he sounds like he's eating a cake and he sounds like he'd be really up for it.
How does my voice sound?
Steve?
Hello?
Sounds okay.
Oh, I love that lady.
She's
old
my
do you
favorite.
Think she was? She like sounds quite...
She sounds like she reminds me of the woman that the golf that time. Do you remember when it was rained off and she'd had champagne in the car? Half past five.
Well, it sounds like he's eating a cake and he sounds like he'd be really up for it.
Okay, good.
She loves a man with a mouthful of cake.
Bill Nighy.
People eating when they're like...
Sounds like he's well up for it.
What's going?
I like the man whose voice went a bit high as well. He was my fave.
Her lips? Her lips.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the biggest answer there was Beyonce. So...
Can I get half a point?
No,
for
Katy
Fiona
Perry.
Because that's a bit like Hugh Edwards.
No, absolutely not. It's not anything like Hugh Edwards, apart from the fact that they both read the news. So be off with you. No points. If you said Beyonce, then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.